Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No, stop that. Stop that. I was under the impression when I saw the email to both of us that I was chatting with Andrew this segment, and that Andrew, he'll hear me fine. We're not taking any calls. And that Shaletta was going to sit this one out. Dave, was that your impression also, or was I?
No.
Okay.
That is never my impression.
Yeah.
He knows better. He knows me. If I'm not mistaken, I trained him when he got here. Okay, because I wanted to make sure that he was one of the
Which would you train? Me, Andrew,
producers?
Or Dave? Because you feel like you've trained all of us. So I just want to talk. Who of the three individuals in here are you?
All of the above.
Don't
okay.
Say all of,
thank you. Right.
All of the above.
Yeah. Thank you. Andrew does his dance. This is child number one. I have right here the book.
The book is here.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Congratulations. My first question to you is, if I take you to Plymouth today and you just call your mom occasionally, would that make you happy?
I would be very happy. Okay. The audience can't hear me nodding, but I'm nodding.
Yeah.
No, very much. No, don't try to take my baby. I filed an extension on my taxes. I still have to claim him.
Well, that was for last year. Okay. There's food. There's freedom. There's fun.
That sounds amazing. That's,
you don't
the
have to worry.
The three F's? No, he can't handle the three F's.
No gloves. No hazmat suit when you go to work.
Look how happy his face got. Look how happy his face got.
I don't,
you said no gloves.
I don't check on you every 5 seconds.
What did you go to the store last night to buy?
Ramen.
And?
Gloves.
Okay.
Did you have to go buy more gloves? She's.
We ran out of gloves in the middle of the night. Somebody had to get to the store. We cannot wake up and not have gloves in the house.
Did you wake up Andrew like at 2:30 and
no,
say?
No, it was probably 8:30.
So the small children were asleep. He still had a couple of hours. And I was like, hey, it's a code red. There's no more gloves in the house. I need you to get up and go to the store.
I thought you had backed away from the gloves obsession.
Every now and again, you know, every now and again it comes back. It's like an old date.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you see it and he's like, you know, I need more gloves.
I was worried what you were going to say there.
My child is here.
Yes. Okay. Andrew, how often do you have to wear the gloves?
To her knowledge, always. But to my knowledge, nah, never.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
So wait, when I sent you to school with the mask and then the protective shield.
I got made fun of. Yes.
Yeah.
Viciously. Brutally.
Okay.
I never recovered.
Yeah. So what? Okay. This
don't laugh,
is, this
please.
Is prime COVID, and this is later COVID, and you got
all
the
of COVID more or less.
You have the face shield on, a mask, and gloves on.
And gloves.
My first day at my job, McDonald's, I had to wear two masks, a pair of gloves, and a face shield. My coworkers to this day have not let me forget it.
They shouldn't either.
I wouldn't.
You remember that text message I showed you that he sent me? He's like, Mom, Mrs. Keisha, my boss, would like to know if I can take off my face shield because it's difficult for the people in the drive-thru to hear me.
Yeah, I mean, the drive-thru, Mike, first of all, is like, you can't hear anything. Then you have two masks. Why didn't they fire you? I mean, Harrigan, he should have. Well, they should have fired you and rescued you.
Well, they probably knew his mother, or at least knew who she was, and said, this young man needs our help.
Oh, boy. Take it.
You cannot have my baby.
How many days a week do you think about running for freedom? Is it 5 days?
How many days in a week?
Seven.
Mm-mm. About seven.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
Now, my baby. My baby would never leave.
Oh, he's not going to school anywhere close.
The door is right there.
Yeah. I mean, because this is your senior year, right?
Indeed it is.
Okay. Have we thought about...
I am going to St. Cloud State University.
That's not far enough.
You know, I thought about that, and I was like, in case I need to come back and bother him for some money, I'll stay within a 200-mile radius.
Oh, you mean to see me because you will love and miss me? Is that what you meant to say, son?
That too.
Does Antarctica, do they have a college? Dave, can we look
that up? That might be far enough.
Antarctica, you know?
I mean, I'm sure they have some, there's some credits that would transfer.
Australia.
Oh, Australia sounds nice.
Australia is a little warmer, a little nicer. She might.
I could get down with that.
She might go there, though.
I
don't think she would. She gets scared of the spiders.
Is it anywhere near Alaska? Because I'm a Sarah Palin fan. How far is Antarctica from Alaska?
You're a Sarah Palin fan?
I love Sarah Palin. I thought you knew that.
Who's Sarah Palin?
She was almost the vice president in the United States of America.
What
so,
year?
She ran against somebody who I thought your mom cared for, Barack Obama. So apparently you voted for Palin and McCain over Barack Obama?
I did not.
Let's
did
give
not.
Michelle Obama
please.
This
oh,
info.
My God, no. But
snitching.
I like Sarah.
Snitching, yeah.
I like Sarah was feisty. She
facts were optional.
Right. You know, she
she could see Russia right there from
right
Alaska.
From her, and she read every publication and periodical.
Yep.
I love Sarah. Sarah was just doing her thing. Sarah was just being Sarah. I love it. I loved her. I did. Not Michelle Bachman, another story. But Sarah Palin,
I was going to say.
Loved her.
Okay,
loved her.
So let's pause before we – I want to talk about the book. And sincere congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Andrew does his dance. And this is an important part of life. I am the father of a son who is autistic with two older brothers. And it's not always the easiest part of life. And you can love your siblings unconditionally. But that doesn't mean every part of it is easy. And we have so much greater awareness about autism. We're still in Autism Awareness Month. So it is such kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I've seen you around your siblings. You're a 10. You are a 10. And to write this book is great. So Andrew is here. Shaletta is here. It's Feisty Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Andrew does his dance. Andrew and Shaletta are here. Let's first start, Shaletta, as we're running a little T-Swift all day. Where can individuals purchase the book?
They can go anywhere books are sold, but
yep.
I always try to encourage people, especially here in the Twin Cities, to shop locally.
Yep.
Red Balloon Books in St. Paul. Moon Palace Books, Strive Bookstore, Gully Wobbles. You can get them at Hy-Vee. Anywhere books are sold locally, you can get them. You can also go on Amazon. You can click. I know everybody has the Amazon Prime. But,
yep.
You know, these local bookstores really need your support. And we work together to get the books to the stores, to get them on the shelf, to get them online. And you can get them there.
Excellent way to pursue it. Andrew, why did you want to write this book?
Yeah, you know, this was kind of my message to kids like me who are the older or younger siblings, to siblings with autism, and sometimes feel unseen or unheard. So I wanted to send this message and let them know, hey, you're not unheard, you're not unseen. There is someone out there who is seeing you and can hear you.
It's so important because, You know, my son Quentin, I talk about Quentin a lot on the radio, and I tell him, I tell people, he truly is my hero because of everything he's faced. But that doesn't mean for one second I love Hunter or Griffin any less. And I think parents, myself included, we always have to remember if we're paying even more attention for all the valid reasons to a son, a daughter, sons and daughters who are on the spectrum, that doesn't mean we care any less for you. It's just how we have to delegate our time and the responsibility we give to you, that we trust in you. And I know your mom, as much as we're kidding, thinks only the world of you and watches you around your three siblings and knows that she can trust you 100%. And that's a great feeling,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you've earned that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why we're having the book party on Sunday at Mall of America.
Yeah.
From noon to three. Andrew's going to be reading his book. We're going to be having yoga. We're going to have a silent disco. That's something new for me where kids with autism can come and they can put the headphones on and there's music. We're also going to have a panel discussion. My friend LaTanya's here. She's a school counselor from Houston. She put the tips in the back of Andrew's book.
Great.
And so we're just going to have a lot of fun. A lot of our partners are going to be there. Frazier Schools, Dreaming Color, Chantel Booker, so many other organizations are going to be there. Family Achievement Center. So from noon to three in the Rotunda on Sunday at the Mall of America, we're going to be really showing a lot of love to families who have kids with autism, as well as the siblings of those autistic kids. And so we're inviting everybody to come out. It's free. The first 50 kids get wristbands for Nickelodeon Universe.
Oh,
and they get a signed copy of Andrew's book. And so I was trying to get everybody to come from the newsroom and from the station, but they couldn't come. So I called my friends at Apple Spice. I had them give me some box lunches and bring them on down. And so
we're all eating.
Yeah, they're really good.
Excellent.
We're all eating and in the break room, and Andrew's signing books because they can't come down on Sunday. But Sunday's the day when we really want all of our autism families to come down and enjoy a day at the mall, especially for us.
Mall of America, noon to three.
On Sunday.
Okay. So I want you to be honest about this. And I know you love your siblings, but what has been the hardest part of having your siblings who are on the spectrum?
Can I get a second to think or no? Yeah.
You know what I think while he's thinking?
Yeah.
What he missed is having those relationships. You know, when you have siblings, you can talk, you can share,
yep.
You can communicate, you can play games, you can do all those things. And he didn't have that in his formative years because we were running back and forth to therapy. We were running to school for the IEP. The kids were wilding out somewhere where we thought we could leave them at a camp or
you
something.
You moved to Cottage Grove specifically.
We moved to Cottage Grove just for the autism program. And so I remember one day when it hit me, I was looking at Andrew looking at some other kids, and I don't even know if he realizes this, that they were brothers around his age, and they were hanging out and they were having fun, and he's got three siblings that can't talk to him, can't play with him, can't look at him. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he's missing that. He really missed that, I think.
What do you think about that?
I think that sounds about right.
Yep. Was it easy to be patient?
It wasn't easy to be patient, but you learn to be patient.
Yeah. Was there a point in your life when you think it kicked in, when it became a little bit easier?
Just over time, I guess, kind of gradually being more and more patient comes naturally.
How rewarding has it been to see really the stupendous progress that your siblings are making?
It's good. I like to see them talking, you know, having fun. Once they start talking, they never stop, but it's better than not talking at all.
Jeez, I wonder where they got that from.
Their daddy, you know, Sean's chatterbox. He loves to talk.
She let him run, dude. Excuse me. Oh, sorry, I coughed on live radio. I'm sorry.
Is your dad trapped at the house?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Those are federal charges.
Would he like to move to Plymouth?
He would also like freedom, yes.
Yeah. I mean, the kids moved out. I got a couple spare bedrooms.
I'll bring him with me.
Yeah.
I'll bring the siblings, too. We might as well just move the whole family.
I was going to say, so everybody but me is what you're...
Yeah, I think that's exactly...
Okay, sounds about
like,
right.
Sounds like what y'all trying
once
to say.
A month. In fact, you know when you're going to visit next, Shalette? April 31st. Come on over, April...
Is it supervised or do I have unlimited?
No, it's supervised. You're going to be watched on a clock. Yeah, you will have a monitor.
Look on that calendar. Come on over April 31st.
There's no. February 30th.
February 30th is another day. We'd love to see you. November 31st. Okay, tell me about the trip out to New York.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I just really like New York as a city.
But you also participated with some pretty significant interviews, right?
I did.
Yeah? How was that?
It was chill.
Yeah. You don't seem rattled by it.
Not really. I'm used to it.
Yeah?
He grew up
on... What do you mean? Hold on a second. You're used to national interviews? I mean, hold on a second here. You're just used to communicating? You're used to telling your story or...
All the above.
Yeah.
For these kids, national and local
right.
are the same.
Yeah.
Like we know, oh, Andrew's on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan's playing his video. It might as well be Ben Lieber on Twin Cities Live to these kids. But we know the difference. They don't know. They just think, oh, another TV camera. Oh, we're doing another interview. I'm like, this is Lindsay Davis from Good Morning America. This ain't no regular interview.
Did she ask about me? Did she ask for my phone number at all or how I'm doing? Does she know I'm... You know,
I could probably hook you up, but I don't know if she did. My mom's got all the contact info in the world.
No, I don't need her knowing.
Right, because I'm not passing on anything. He already knows what's happening.
If I got
with
the
me.
Digits. That would be.
Oh my God.
That would be very good. What was the hardest part of writing the book?
I think getting the illustrations down. We had sent them to our friend. They came out good. But I looked at my hair a couple times, and I was like, does my hair really look like that? Or is that just illustration on my hair? I couldn't tell. I was like, you know, close enough.
And one of the things
It's a bit of an exaggeration,
a little bit,
say.
But...
It's a cartoon, guys.
Yeah,
cartoon.
And Darcy Bellmeyer always does a good job. She's done all of our illustrations for all four books. But one of the things that he did not want to do was talk himself up. If you look through the book, you'll see that, you know, some of the things that we made sure to do was not only highlight his dance moves, but some of the things that he's done individually outside of me to help people with autism. Like he worked with Carrie Dietzick to get the autism officer funding. He wrote a letter to the governor back when, so I can't remember who was the governor at the time, and she saw it, and they worked together for 4 years to get the autism officer training.
Yep. That's fantastic.
And so he didn't want to talk about this. Nobody cares. Well, I need people to know that you ain't just dancing. You got some stuff that you've done in your lifetime in these short 17 years that we want to make sure and highlight. And so that's one of the things that he didn't want to, you know, he's not like me, you know. He doesn't want to get the
billboards. No one is like you.
He wants to, you know, wants to just do things and do them well for the sake of doing them well. And that's nice and everything, but how about we put that on the billboard?
Yeah, that's fair. Why do you think I have not been invited over to the house, Andrew?
I think my mom has some personal grudges that she just doesn't want to. No, she wants to talk about them. She'll talk about them.
Yeah. But,
you know, we don't let strangers use our bathroom. He's threatened to use the bathroom.
What would happen if I was invited and said I had an upset stomach?
I would politely show you upstairs down the hall to the left.
That's my bathroom!
Oh, really? Anyways, down the hall to the left, there is a bathroom with a toilet, a bathtub, a shower. You can do whatever you need to do. There's towels in there.
Yeah.
You can handle your business. We got hot water for days, man. I'm telling you. I'll be in there hours on hours.
Yeah, does she limit the amount of shower time? I mean, I would guess.
If we're using the washer, she'll be like, hey, get out the shower. Why are you still in there?
Yeah. What's taking so long? Like you know what everything is.
How long is he allowed to be in the shower?
I'm not going to tell you I got a clock. But I'm just telling you that I pay the water and the heating bill. And it's not about to go through the roof because he wants to soak in. No.
As much as I come home from the gym or school, you tell me, go wash that school off you. Go wash that gym off you. At least I'm getting it off of me. You know I'm coming out clean.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, I mean, you can't have it both ways. Get the soot off you, but get out of there 5 seconds later.
Raise your hand in this room if you like a good long hot shower.
Yes.
Me.
Boom. There Everybody. It is. We got three hands
except,
up.
Except the one.
We got four
me
over there.
Too, for sure. Andrew does his dance. Okay, now your dance skills.
Oh.
Did you inherit those at all?
No.
No.
Naturally.
Sean, this is from everybody in Warren, Ohio. Sean was the pop lock king of Warren, Ohio. According to his friends, had they had the internet back then, he would have gone viral.
like they said during talent shows. That's back when we had talent shows because we had talent.
Yeah.
Sean would come out on the stage and everybody would just go wild. Like apparently he was like a B-boy, like a break dancer.
Nice. Well, what kind of dancer are you?
Oh, I'm,
she doesn't.
I'm
she waves in the background.
I'm expressive dance. Yeah.
You dance like a white person, others.
Indeed, she does.
I am light skinned.
Yes. Andrew, it has been a pleasure.
Thank you. You too.
I wish you only the best. Again, Plymouth is not that far away.
Trust me, I'll make it there.
Plymouth, I mean, it's like sometimes the moon seems there, but it's
there's no gas stations.
It's not that far away. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The book is available everywhere. Andrew Does His Dance. Do not forget, Mall of America, Sunday, noon to 3. Absolutely well worth your time. Am I Wrong is next. Amazing was never uttered. Let's not go that far.
No deep fakes here, my man. Okay. It's all real.
You're right. Sure. Amazing. Okay. All right, what do we have?
You're not the first person to call me amazing. Believe me.
Yeah.
No problem there.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to start with our terrible weather, but I think you've covered it enough.
I've melted
today.
Enough. Can I just start having more of this sandwich?
A little roast beef. Is that what we're working with there? Pretty good. We got a little wheat bread, lettuce, tomato. Mm-hmm. Was that a little mustard you put on top?
I put a little mustard on there.
And, hey, you got a condiment. Mm-hmm. That doesn't often happen when you get a sandwich delivered to you in the studio.
Yeah, where are we at with somebody keeps flying by himself, solo to concerts across the across the America? That would be Adam Robert Carter.
Poor guy.
He's in Vegas by himself.
No friends.
He doesn't even ask Jen anymore because Jen's like, no, I'm not going to see Fish.
No. Just hang out at the Sphere.
She's probably got a guy on the side. Let's be honest.
That's not nice. I'm not going to go there. Let's go here. Let's talk about Congress.
Congress!
Our favorite group of people in this country,
I'm
right?
Another bite while you're talking.
Yeah, you do that. I've got a lot to say because I read one of those, you know, stories, op-eds this week. You know, Congress is horrible. Everyone's terrible. Nothing happens. Republicans do this. Democrats do that. No one can compromise. Blah, blah, blah. We've read it. We've heard it a million times. Well, I've got a plan for, excuse me, the Am I Wrong Committee has a plan for.
I was about to say, what's going on here?
Improving what we get out of Congress, both the House and the Senate.
Firing all of them?
No, not quite. It does involve a little compromise, which is a non-starter. I get that, but just hear us out if you would, please.
Sure, I'm listening.
First of all, we the people, we get the term limits we want. We get term limits in Congress 12 years, meaning 6 terms as a representative, 2 terms as a senator.
Mm-hmm.
12 years, that's it. You're in, you're out. In exchange, this is what our representatives and senators get. For agreeing to term limits, we abolish the primary system for incumbent candidates in Congress.
So they're there.
They can still.
They face no opposition within their own party.
Within their own party. They can still get bumped out in a general election, certainly. But this way, we get the guys and the gals that maybe vote their conscience, maybe vote with what their constituents are telling them they want, instead of having to vote for the party or get bounced out and get primaried like we see happening.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're wrong. because
I really thought you were intrigued.
Anything that gets us more to the center, I'm for. I still want challenges because I fear who's going to win for the Democrats and the Republicans are just the extremists. And then if we ever would get somebody as a primary opponent who's a little bit towards the center, they have no chance. And we're now saying, because we're down to like 60, maybe 50 seats in Congress that really are up for grabs versus it's just Republican district. Or it's the Democrats' district, that, I mean, once somebody gets elected, they're just set forever, as opposed to an opponent challenging them. But it's kind of where we're at right now, too.
I think that's what we've got already, don't we?
We got to find some way to get more to the center of this country. Some way. 12 years. Yeah, I'm for a two-term Senate max. Two-term Senate. But let's say, what if you're an effective, because what was I was saying 16 years was mine. Because then, so in theory, you could be two terms as a congressperson, but then only, you know, if you do that, only two terms as senator. Like Amy Klobuchar, let's give an example. The most popular politician in this state, and second isn't close.
Yeah, Jesse might argue.
He might argue. He definitely would argue. And I think she's been very effective. I still, you know, unfortunately, she's the rarity as someone who's affected. I would right now, I'm so down on most of them. I guess I'm willing to lose some of the better ones to get rid of more of the lousy ones. But then are just the lousy ones going to be replaced by other lousy ones? Because it's just to the left, you're far to the left, and the Democrats, you're far to the right.
Also, I say that's what we get now.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of lousy in there. And the, you know, as we've said a million times and everyone else has made the point, push yourself further left, push yourself further right. The party loves you that much more.
I also think Klobuchar, like others, has stopped going on home team coverage. She should come on a show occasionally where she's pushed a little bit. Not like it's withering, not it's overwhelming, but couple times I'll see her. Oh, I hear you say I won't come up with him. Well, come on. Then she comes on one, then she vanishes for 2 years. Let's go.
When's the next hot dish cook-off?
I'm never doing the stupid hot dish conversation.
Why not?
Because hot dish stinks. It's not that good.
Well, that's a very broad statement.
It's accurate. Am I wrong? Hot yes. Dish. Get out of here with it.
There are some quality hot dishes.
Not really. Not really. Let's do one more. And then we'll pause for...
Yes.
What's his name?
The Am
Moose
I
Miller.
Wrong committee has examined, broken down, looked at all the tape, all the analysis, done our own analysis.
Whoa.
Of Timberwolves versus Suns.
Oh,
beginning
great
tomorrow.
Insight. I got pen and paper.
Target
right here.
Center.
Yeah.
The committee paid attention to the conversation with John Krasinski.
Yeah.
At the top of the show.
That's podcastable. Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey app, WCCRadio.com,
yeah,
Spotify,
app,
where
maybe.
You were.
I mean,
it's possible.
Possible.
You got about a 50% chance.
Is George Soros going to improve our app? Okay, I mean, along with the liberal talking points, can he get like some 12-year-old to improve our app?
That'd be good.
Can we get
that?
That
would be good. That would be very nice. As we've broken it down, the committee has come to a conclusion.
Oh, can I guess your conclusion?
Yes.
The Wolves are going to win, and we've swung too far in believing the Suns. Because I'm almost leaning there. I mean, I favor the Suns, but now it's like, we're turning this in like it's going to be a heroic upset if the Wolves win one game. We're going a little too far.
No. The committee will tell you what's going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Wolves in six. Or maybe Phoenix in five. We're not really sure.
Am I wrong?
There's no am I wrong about it. I mean,
those are the only two. It won't go seven. It won't be Wolves in five. It won't be a sweep. It'll be either Wolves in six or Phoenix in five. You got it here first.
Okay, hit the button. That doesn't even require a response. Can I offer up an am I wrong?
Okay. I guess you can try. It's probably not going to sound very good.
Am I wrong? Will Jason have four of his sponsors on as a guest today on the show?
Wow.
Yeah?
Wow.
How about that?
What is that accusation?
I don't know.
That wasn't even
I got the
wrong. That was a question.
It was a question to Dave Harrigan. Wow.
Sounds like jealousy to me. Maybe try.
Well,
know.
It could be. It could be. I mean, that's so always an option. That is always an option.
Yeah.
Why are you in the basement as opposed to you're almost always downtown?
It's true. I am in the basement because tonight Alyssa and I are going to a fundraiser.
A gala?
It's the Builders Association. Do they gala?
I don't know. Are you more a gala or a gala?
I'm gala.
Gala?
Myself.
Okay. Harrigan? Gala, gala.
I go gala.
Gala. I think I'm a gala guy.
All right.
Policy now.
Yeah.
Noon to three.
Yeah.
Gala.
I usually dance around the term because I don't know the right way to say it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Are you the host?
No, just attending, but I thought it would be better if we could drive together instead of me having a car because it's by Mall of America.
Of America.
Just for logistics. This is strictly a logistical move based on having cars in the right place.
What a
place.
Liberal elitist you've become.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
I did hear, too, that You tried to say you were sick of the college kids protesting, then everybody got mad at you like you were supporting, like, killing every Palestinian on the planet, you know?
And all I was saying is that I'm sick of our obsession about it. I don't care if college kids protest. They're college kids. Why do we act like they deserve, like that should be front page news? Oh, no, 19-year-olds are upset about something. Who cares?
Same thing for me.
Let them do their thing. That's all I'm saying.
I agree. And it's like, we're turning this into a story about Ilhan Omar's daughter.
Oh,
like, it's the same thing what I've said about Malia and Sasha and now Barron. If it's really something substantial, okay. If it's just normal stuff when they're in high school or college, leave them the bleep alone. Who cares? It's just not news.
One of the texters nailed it, and they were like, we're just always looking for something to be outraged about, and this is an easy thing.
Yes.
And I think there's something to that.
I agree. Know? All right, what do we have? With Jason, right in the middle of Am I Wrong?
The committee listened to a good portion of the new double album today. Tortured Poets Department from Taylor.
Sure.
We played a lot of the bumpers, all the bumpers today were from Taylor's new album.
I have an idea where this is going. Buckle up if you're a Swiftie.
31 songs, the Tortured Poets Department. There are some absolutely great tunes. She and her team, obviously great with the lyrics, very poetic, as it is in the name.
Mm-hmm.
But the album as a whole, the double album as a whole.
Well, hopefully you'll be on the next album.
I'm sorry. All the songs sound the same. They're all morose. They're all the same plotting. Let's go. Let's get a banger in there,
Shake
Taylor.
It off?
Let's shake it off? Yes, give me a little Shake It Off. Get me some summer thumpers. Let's go.
Am I wrong?
Well, everything we play today has been of that theme, too.
They're all of that theme.
Yeah. Now, you're a diehard Swiftie.
I have. I've listened twice through.
Okay.
Dave's right.
Yeah, of course.
It is.
Let's not go that far.
And I think it's okay. Like, it's okay that there are no bangers on this album. But it's not going to be as commercially successful.
Are we
sure? I don't
know.
It got me thinking about, like, the whole, well, sure, like, she'll stream a bunch of stuff.
She
but,
could
like,
put
compared
anything
to
out
some,
right now, and the whole world will buy it, seems like.
This
it's
strikes
scary.
Me as, like, it's an artist creating art for herself. Like, this is her, like, closing the chapter on some stuff. And musically, like, lyrically, like Dave said, it's super interesting, right? Like, you have the most popular artist of our time saying that she was kind of faking it. Like, it sucks to be in the center of everyone's attention all the time. Pretty remarkable.
Does that resonate, though, while she's, you know, worth $2 billion?
Yeah, I think so. I think people, because you look at her biggest fans, like, sort of grew up with her, right?
Yep.
So I think they can empathize with that because she does. It's not like she's whiny about it, but it is an acknowledgement of it is sort of amazing. That said, like, the musicality, meh.
Again, she's out crushing people, though. I mean, she's sweet, she's kind, but, man, Joe and Matt and Kimmy K.
Don't you wish the songs were as angry as the lyrics are, though?
Yeah, that is interesting because if you listen to the words, they're vicious. But the way with the music in the background and the way she sings it, that's, I think, how she couches it from being just a hammer over the head.
And it might be like she's been working with the same producers for, I don't know, 5 years. Maybe it's time to mix it up, right? Have a little different sound in there.
Okay. Let
it's kind of like you did with your show.
Yeah, let me just be on the record here. Taylor, I'm on your team. It's Dave Harrigan and
coward.
Jason DeRussia who
Can't
are crushing you. I love you, Swiftie.
Coward.
I got my 13 bracelet on. Let's go.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.